Hello and welcome to everyone listening from around the world. Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening to all of my beautiful listeners. My name is Gina Silvestri, and I'm your host today for this podcast. It's a call-in radio show / podcast where I will answer your questions, and we will really go deep into the issues around losing weight and gaining money that many women experience around the globe. And my passion, having lost 150 pounds, yes, I once used to weigh 300 pounds. That's why my business is called 300 Pounds of Beautiful. And I also last year earned $30,000 in 1 week. And this year we're getting very close to surpassing that as well. So my passion is to share with you all everything I've learned and answer your questions and serve you in this podcast in any way that I can. So what I'm going to do is I am going to ask you to press *2 when I call on you to unmute your line, and we can have a discussion. You can ask me your question, and I'll answer your question, and everyone else know that anything that you share, it is an international radio show, so everyone else will be listening, and you will be our teacher just by asking your question, because we all learn from each other, and especially as women, we love to commune together and learn together. So here we are, even though we can't see each other, we can feel each other's energy and welcome. So I've got quite a few chat questions. I'm going to jump in there, and then I'm going to get to the callers shortly after. So let's start in with the chat questions. So I was reading right before the show started, and I noticed that there were two that were quite similar. So I'm going to read them both and answer them both at the same time. Okay, are we ready? So let's start out with Lila from Missouri. Hi, Lila. Lila is calling in and asking, why do I keep attracting people like boyfriends and clients who are depressed when I feel really good most of the time? I want to surround myself with happy people. How do I do this? Please help, Lila. Okay? And then we have Marianne from California writing in, and she asks a very similar question, which reads, how can I develop and or attract individuals that have a positive outlook and have a similar entrepreneurial spirit? Presently, I am in a holding pattern with wonderful friends who protect me and are cautious and have no interest to help me create an entrepreneurial business. But my soul feels numb having that status. Any insight would be appreciated. Okay, ladies, what a beautiful, beautiful way to open the show today. These are my passions, and I love what you both wrote. Marianne, I really feel your heart in the question, and I know what you're talking about when you say that your soul is numb. And Lila, I feel your frustration. Why do you keep attracting people like boyfriends and clients who are depressed? So let's talk about this. The first thing I'm going to say is that when we lift our own vibration, the people we attract will be different. Okay, I'm going to repeat that because it's super key. When we lift our own vibration, the people we attract will be different. Okay, there's no question. There's no negotiating on this. There are no exceptions to this rule. It is just the way it works. Okay, so my question to you, Lila, and I love speaking to people on the phone because that way I can interact with you. However, my question to you is, what has your vibration been? You said that you feel good most of the time. What about those other times? And how intense are those other times? So you're describing the people you attract as depressed. Do you feel depressed during those other times? And the reason I'm asking is, remember, ladies, there's never any shame here or punishment energy. Absolutely not. I have been where you are, and as I said at the outset of this call, my intention is to be with you and be present with you and know and share with you and admit to you that I know where you've been, because I have. I've been there and I know what it's like. And I know, Lila, that when my energy would dip down, that's when I would actually, not consciously remember, but that's when I would actually want to be around people who were also struggling. Okay, there's nothing more annoying than being around, when you're in that vibration, being around people who are uppity and rocking their businesses and making a whole bunch of money and, you know, have gorgeous bodies. When you're feeling depressed and overweight and have no money, you're totally broke and you're asking your parents for money. Okay? I get it. I'm raising my hand. I totally get it. And this is the good news. The good news is that we get to shift this. We get to shift this. And how we do this is not how everybody else tries to do it. And this is the quote-unquote normal way, which is try to find new friends. That is part of it. But, I mean, focusing on finding new friends when you are in a lower vibration is only going to bring you more of the same. Okay? So what we need to do is focus on lifting our vibration. And this, I understand that this feels counterintuitive, Lila and Marianne. Okay? It really does. Because when you're feeling awful, the first thing you want to do is comfort yourself or like I said, go around other people who are also feeling awful so that you can just be instead of feeling worse by being around the woman, as I said, who is rocking her business and her body, okay? However, the thing to do is to go inward and do that. Do the comfort thing. However, do something outside of what you normally do to comfort yourself, because obviously, and again, I speak for myself when I was in this place. When I was in this place, obviously what I was doing was creating the life I was living. So finding something different to do is going to be key. Different that is comforting. Different that lifts your energy, that helps you feel more like that woman who is irritating you right now. She's happy. She's got lots of energy. She's feeling creative. She's rocking her business. She's having a great time. She feels balanced. She communicates to people in a balanced and graceful way, and it annoys the crap out of you. Okay. And the reason it annoys you, remember, the universe is always loving and benevolent, okay? The reason it annoys you is because this is where you truly want to be. Who doesn't? Who doesn't want to be rocking their business and having an amazing body and feeling balanced and feeling, you know, the key is, and that's why I said I really feel your heart and soul, Marianne, is because the key is to be unavailable to having your soul be completely numbed out and to not be living according to your soul calling, according to your soul's whispering, according to your soul's true nature. Okay, this is why that woman is the way she is. And we're not talking about women who just rise up and end up living like that for a short period of time. We're talking about the women who sustain this happiness. And by the way, it doesn't matter how much she weighs at all, especially not when we're talking about raising your vibration in the beginning. You can watch women online and meet women in person who are absolutely gorgeous. And close to the weight I was, 300 pounds. They are feeling beautiful. Their energy is raised up. Their vibration and their frequency is so high. You don't even think about their weight, how much they weigh, and what might be happening in their body, et cetera, how people are looking at them. You don't even think about that. So think of these juicy, juicy women. These are the women that I'm talking about, and this is the woman that you want to be, okay? So lift your vibration and the people you attract will be different. Again, there's no exception. It's just the way it works. And remember, too, that the universe is always reflecting to you what is happening inside of you. So what you see around you is an indicator, absolutely, of something that you're carrying around inside of you. So I'm going to encourage you, again, not to do the normal thing of analyzing it and spending so much time, you know, figuring out why you are this way and figuring out, you know, how you can be different or how you got this way. I mean, that energy, I can even feel my energy going down right now just saying that, because that's all past energy and it's tinged and infused with shame and guilt and this horrible, horrible feeling. So we definitely don't want to go there. We want to, again, do the thing that comforts you and rises your vibration. And I often share this story because it's so key. I remember when I was first starting out my business, I was completely overwhelmed, completely. I mean, I needed to learn Infusionsoft and AWeber and all of these programs and accounting and find a bookkeeper and hire some more team members. And you know, I remember sitting in my gorgeous three-bedroom apartment that I loved, and I just had mountains of paperwork. And a lot of it was great paperwork. I mean, I was happy about the money that I was making. I was happy about the creations, the ideas. I had piles of ideas for blogs and articles that I was writing and being published. And you know, the thing was, though, is I felt so overwhelmed. I was completely overwhelmed. And this happened for days and days on end. That's the other thing we want to watch, okay, is momentum. So depending on how long you've been feeling this, Marianne and Lila, there's a different, let's say, I don't want to use the word treatment, but let's say there's a different prescription that I would give you. If this has been going on for longer than 3 months, there's probably a deeper surgery that's needed. And I'm talking about energetic surgery. Again, remember, I'm not talking about going into therapy and talking about your past for 5 years or 10 years and staying in the same vibration, okay? So depending on how long you've been there, it does really make a difference. However, right now what you can do and the best thing you can do and what I did that day when I was in my apartment and completely overwhelmed because I had a coach who showed me a different way and said to me, Gina, you've been doing this for however, I can't remember, I think it was 3 weeks. And then it turned into a little bit longer because I didn't listen right away. I wanted to do my own thing and feel comfortable instead of expanding myself and rising way past my comfort zone and stepping outside of that and, you know, breaking through my own terror barrier. What I did instead was I waited a bit longer to heed the advice that she gave. And here's what she gave. And I'm giving the same because it's very, very wise. Is do that very thing, as I just said, that rises your vibration. And what it was to me, now come with me into my three-bedroom apartment at that time, which was also doubling over as my office. Come with me into this overwhelm that entrepreneurs often feel at the beginning. And I was sitting there, and she said to me, and remember she, not remember, I haven't told you yet, but she knew me very, very well, okay? And what she said to me was, go to the forest. Now, all of my friends who know me, they say to me, too, that you spend more time in the forest than anybody else I know. So this is a reflection of my soul, right? This is very key, as I mentioned. Your soul's guidance, your soul's desires, okay? And so my coach at the time said to me, go to the forest. And at that time, the forest was a 90-minute drive each way. To the deep forest that I like, that would make a difference in my vibration. Okay, and I didn't say this, but I was thinking, are you out of your mind? Seriously, I have so much to do. How on earth am I going to get all of this done when I'm driving 90 minutes one way? I'll probably spend an hour, if not 2 to 3, in order to shift my energy. Because, ladies, we all know when we're in that vibration and when we break through this and we allow somebody else to guide us and we listen and we go and we do the new thing, we can feel the energy start to shift as we're doing the new thing, right? So an hour into it, you might start to feel a bit better and realize, I need to keep going a bit more, okay? And then, like I said, it might end up 2 hours or 3 hours. So you know intuitively, again, it's your soul guiding you, okay? And this is us obeying and listening. And I was thinking, how on earth do you think that, you know, a three-hour driving time plus an up to three-hour forest time, which is a total of 6 hours, how do you feel that me taking 6 hours out of my day is going to solve my problem of, you know, creating my business? And like you ladies are asking me today, you know, finding a boyfriend, it could be finding a boyfriend and clients. Okay, of course, we all want clients. And you know, attract individuals, as Marianne requested, that have a positive outlook and a similar entrepreneurial spirit. So finding new colleagues and friends and people to surround yourself with. How, my beloved coach, do you expect that I'm going to do this while I'm in the forest and driving for a total of 6 hours today? And thank goodness she is direct. Of course she is, because I'm very direct. And you know, I cut through the noise by being very direct in order to help the women I work with and help myself to actually see results that I love and enjoy in my life. So thankfully she was like that, and she said, Gina, just go to the forest. And when we speak next, you'll know exactly what I mean. Or email me and let me know what happened. So of course, I was terrified. I left the apartment. I went to the forest. And when I got back, I felt so incredible. I remember driving home. There was even traffic, so it took me a little bit over 6 hours. It did indeed take me 3 hours in that forest that day. And I ended up having a nap, I remember, too. It wasn't all walking. It was just, I needed, and I say this with my deep, deep voice, I needed, because my soul needed to be with Mother Nature and be in that vibration. And for you, it might be something different. It might be walking down Rodeo Drive. You know, for everybody, it's different. It might be something completely different than what I'm into, painting or, you know, whatever it is. When you heed and you listen, miracles happen. There's no other way to put it. And so what happened for me that day, when I got home, I blasted through those piles like it was nothing. And I felt so incredibly good. I get chills right now because not only did I blast through the piles, I remember I actually cleaned out the boxes in one of the back of one of my closets. It was amazing. I was just amazed. I thought, how did I get all of this done? So ladies, the moral of this story is to really, really listen and obey to your soul first, okay? Obey your soul first. That is the way. Lift your vibration, and the people and the circumstances and the situations you attract will be different. There's no other way. And a few more comments for you, Marianne, too, because you asked a few questions. You know, I would ask, well, for both of you, as I said, I would ask yourself, what part of you is available to this kind of experience? So what part of you has the depression or the thing that you don't like about what's going on in you too? Okay. And then I would also say to you, with love, having come through onto the other side, is that you are where you say you are. And I hear that you both feel stuck. Okay. But you are where you say you are. And to, you know, when you say, Marianne, that you're in a holding pattern, and when you say, Lila, that you keep attracting boyfriends and clients who are depressed, you are where you are because of what you're saying. I know that may sound funny to some of you, especially my new listeners, but be careful. Be very, very careful of the stories you tell yourself, especially for the women in my community. We are very, very powerful, powerful beings and powerful women who are attuned. Many of us are just a little bit off track at the moment, and that's okay. We are realigning as we join together in this loving, high frequency, high vibrational community right now as we speak. I love it. I love all the energy that we're experiencing together. And, you know, we're very powerful women, and so it's very, very important to realize and know, deeply, 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 deeply know, that what we tell ourselves and the stories we tell ourselves come true, okay? They come true. So be careful of telling yourself the story. It may be the quote-unquote reality, and it takes, this is what I want you to do, give it 2 seconds of attention. Okay, oh, I see this pattern. Now, shift. That's it. Shift, because you shifting is what is going to bring the boyfriend in, the clients, and individuals who have a positive outlook and have a similar entrepreneurial spirit. Okay, so this really is all about energy, ladies. Okay, make yourself available to these people, okay? And the first thing, the way you want to do it is energetically, as I just shared. The second way, to both of you ladies, is to actually go and make yourself available. Okay? When we're in the, when we're as attuned as we are, the ladies in this community, as we all are, and we are guided by spirit, and we are really connected to our hearts and our souls, and we hear the calling, and even though we get scared, and at times we're too scared to take action, we do, in our hearts, listen. And when we do this, and we think, we dream a lot, right? We dream about listening. When we do this, and when we are this type of woman, what happens is we forget to actually take the physical action. Okay, so we may be saying, oh, I can't attract a boyfriend, but we aren't actually available. We aren't actually physically in a place where a boyfriend might meet us. Okay, so, and same with the entrepreneurial. People who have the similar outlook and entrepreneurial spirit, Marianne, are you physically putting yourself in a place where you will meet them? You know, with meetup.com nowadays, and by the way, everyone, I have a group there if you're in the Vancouver area. It's called the Vancouver Women's Empowerment Group, so join me. So when you, with meetup.com, you can do anything. You can find your people in a snap. And if you're not actually going out there and attending these meetups, then the physical part of the work isn't done. Okay, so today, ladies, we covered both the physical and the mindset aspects of your questions. Thank you both for writing in. They were amazing, amazing questions. And now I want to share with you all, before I sign off, some fantastic news. I am starting a new group program called Face Your Finances. And I want you all to, we are about to launch the page where you can read all about it and sign up. I am going to cap it at 16 women, however. So if, as you're listening to this call, you're feeling really, really inspired to come a little deeper into the community and have conversations like this, live with each other with a group of 16 women, then write to Samantha at lifecoachgina, that's GINA.com. Okay, you can also contact us on the contact form of my website, which is 300 pounds, and that's the word 300, and then pounds, P-O-U-N-D-S, of beautiful.com. I look forward to connecting with each and every one of you much, much deeper through that class and through my private coaching for any of you who are interested in connecting with me. There is an application form on my website as well under coaching. And, of course, through this podcast, this radio show, which I will see you on again next week, same time, 2 p.m. PST, and that's 5 p.m. Eastern. And we've got all the rest of the times, the UK and Australia, listed on our website and in the emails that you're all getting. So right now, I want to remind you all to do whatever it takes to lift that vibration. I'm right here with you all the way, and we are rocking it. We are doing whatever it takes to manifest and bring out our soul's desire and enjoy the physical results of doing so. Okay, ladies, I'll see you next week. Goodbye for now.